climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
The race to the White House is definitely heating up, and all eyes are on New Hampshire and what's happening there. And now there is some information that has come to light that is certainly prompting some conversation. Joining me by phone to discuss it is Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz. Ryan, I understand that over 100 encrypted files related to January 6th were deleted. This has got to be getting people up in arms.
Well, it certainly is. You have Speaker Mike Johnson speaking out about this, saying this is essentially proof that the January 6th committee was one that was political and was trying to push a certain narrative. And because they, you know, he believes they weren't able to push that narrative, now they're trying to cover it up and to delete some of this evidence that was out there. But, you know, these encrypted files have been discovered by this committee that is led by Republicans, and now they're trying to get the former chairman of the January 6th committee to give them access to those, to the passwords, so they can open these up.
Ooh, I've got to believe that has some people sweating. So are they going to play ball and hand over the password?
Well, we don't know yet. We haven't heard. I've reached out to Chairman Benny Thompson's office. We've kind of requested that he talk to us. We don't really know. They haven't responded yet.
So the timing of this is particularly interesting. Here we have New Hampshire. It's a big day there. Are you hearing much about how this is reflecting on former President Trump?
It's kind of hard to know right now. Of course, this is giving those who support former President Trump a lot more ammunition. You know, President Trump's kind of based a lot of his campaign around this political persecution, or this alleged political persecution of what's, you know, happening to him. So this is only going to give him more ammunition to claim that, oh, a lot of everything that's going on with me, with my, you know, criminal background and all these accusations being hurled at me are just, you know, people who want to end my political career. So I wouldn't be shocked if he utilizes this in the same way he's utilized every other criminal charge that's been thrown against him.
He is very skilled at being able to flip the script and turn things to his favor. And you're absolutely right, Ryan. The more they attack him, the more Americans seem to be rallying and saying, no, we can read between the lines, and this isn't what freedom looks like.
Certainly, I thought that this was going to help him in the primary, which it has, A, because it helps his fundraising, but also B, because it kind of has taken the spotlight away from some of the other candidates. And now we're at the point where there's only one candidate left that might be able to pull off an upset in New Hampshire tonight, but, you know, the odds are still very much in former President Trump's favor. And he's definitely starting to get some unity within the Republican Party and more endorsements as this week goes on. But whether or not this is going to be something that turns off independents or turns off Democrats who might not want to vote for President Biden, you know, I think that's all a question mark. And we might get a metric of that tonight, because New Hampshire is such a strong independent state. You know, how are those independents going to vote in the Republican primary if they vote at all?
I think you're exactly on point there. What we know is that in New Hampshire, those independent voters are going to be key, and both Nikki Haley and former President Trump need those. Trump still has a double-digit lead.
Right. And Nikki Haley was really closing the polls on him before this week. And it looked like she was getting within single digits in some of the polling that was going on. I think some of the things that have hurt her in the last couple of days, you have A, the fact that she did not come in second place in Iowa, that Governor DeSantis was able to pull ahead of her. And I think that may have hurt some of her momentum. But B, you know, President Trump's campaign team has really rolled out a number of key endorsements over the last couple of days. And of course, getting Governor DeSantis to endorse him was huge too. But, you know, you also have Doug Burgum, Tim Scott was a pretty key endorsement, and also Nancy Mace down in South Carolina. So two very prominent South Carolina politicians endorsing former President Trump certainly didn't work in Nikki Haley's favor. So there's just a number of factors that have just given Trump this added momentum this week heading into this key primary. And so I think that's all really having an impact on whether or not he's going to win tonight.
And if he wins by a large margin, that certainly continues to make the path forward to victory much less likely for Nikki Haley. I think she's banking on South Carolina, but she's, as you mentioned, already lost some key endorsements there.
Yeah, I think there's a sentiment that if Nikki Haley doesn't win tonight or pull up the upset, it's essentially over. I mean, you know, she would need New Hampshire to galvanize any momentum going into South Carolina. I think one thing that's kind of been pointed out by a lot of political analysts is that this is probably the Trump campaign is more organized than it's ever been. You know, in 2016, he had the celebrity thing going on, maybe not the same ground game, but then, you know, in 2020, it was a COVID year, so it was a weird election year for everybody and weird campaigning. But they just, you know, I hear a lot about just the organization that Trump's campaign has this time around, knowing when to roll out endorsements, knowing where to campaign and what audience to be targeting. And it's just a little bit of a more fine-tuned machine than what we're used to seeing associated with Donald Trump's name.
I have noticed that as well. Very strategic about the way he's going about things. And he seems to be really sticking to his brand. And I think that's going to play well with some of those independents.
Yeah, and we'll see. You know, I think there's always been this concern that Trump's base, that this is just simply Trump's base. It's still Trump's Republican Party. And, of course, he's going to cruise through a primary nomination. You know, he's clearly the guy who's got the most name recognition. He's clearly the person who's got a base that in some ways is hard to move off of. You know, I don't know what percentage of the Republican Party it is, but it's still quite substantial. And, of course, he ended up getting a more crowded primary than what people expected. So it was always, you know, his race to lose, I think, based off a lot of the people I talked to. You know, they might say it was at one point Governor DeSantis' race to lose, but, you know, Governor DeSantis isn't a former president. So it's always hard to compete against somebody like that. And I think we learned that, especially when Joe Biden was running for president, despite how crowded that Democrat field was and how, you know, well-known some of those other candidates were, it was always President Biden's race to lose, and he eventually pulled away.
Will be interesting to see what happens when we start zeroing in on more of a head-to-head matchup between former President Trump and President Biden.
Yeah, man, and President Biden has not been aggressively campaigning as we might expect. And now it looks like he's starting to do that with Vice President Harris going to Wisconsin yesterday. You have President Biden visiting Virginia today. The polling starts to change when President Biden is more aggressively on the campaign trail, but also to see when the media is going to be forced to put former President Trump on camera more often and air more of his rallies again. Will
yes.
the American people be galvanized by that, or will this remind some voters of why they wanted to remove him from office in the first place? I think those are all questions to be asked.
No doubt about it. Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz, thanks for getting us up to speed, and have a great day.
Hey, you too. Thank you so much, as always.
All righty. Bye-bye. One thing is certain, there will be plenty to talk about following New Hampshire, so I'll be keeping an eye on that. Don't forget to text me Alaska to 208-522-5900 for a chance to win an Alaskan cruise.